Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather. If you're just now joining us on this part of the podcast, we are reading through the Bible chronologically using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation, large print, of course. I've actually downloaded it onto my iPad right now. We'll be reading it off of my phone tonight. Good Lord willing, we'll be able to read it off my phone this evening. So I wanted to jump on here today. We're going to read April the 3rd. We're reading April the 3rd, of course, as we read through the Bible chronologically. And I did want to jump on to say really quick, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the Bible prophecy part. There's a lot of stuff going on today, a lot of things in the headlines. There is a tremendous amount of things going on. We do have the solar eclipse, which we've always had. You know, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you people read everything into that, you Bible prophecy crazy people. You know, and I know there's extremists, you know, on both ends of the platform. But, you know, I don't really think as, like, for my podcast, the way that I'm perceiving all these things is not necessarily, you know, oh, the rapture's going to happen. That's not the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it more from the point of view of what is our government going to try to pull the wool over our eyes with during this whole scenario. Now, does it have prophetic implications? Oh, absolutely. You know, Genesis, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, of course, you know, Jesus said that, you know, or he is the word. He's, you know, God said that he made the stars, the moon, and the sun, all these for signs and for seasons. And seasons is where they get the feast, you know, the appointed times. And so, yes, so I do believe there are a lot of things. The way I look at this right now is with them going over this eclipse, going over all the cities of Nineveh, means that America is going to be judged. That's the way I look at it. We have turned our back, not we the people, but our administration, our government has turned their back on Israel. And the Bible clearly states, God says that if, you know, if you bless Israel, then he will bless you. If you curse Israel, then he will curse you. And you can go back over ever since we became a nation, and every time we have gone against Israel, something terrible, catastrophic has happened to our nation. Bill Koenig actually wrote a book about that. And so the way that I'm, you know, the way I look at all these things that are happening, you know, the government saying you better get 2 weeks worth of food. I think they're practicing to implement martial law. That's what I think for our election this year. That's the way that I'm looking at this. So I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh my gosh, the rapture is going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you something. No, Jesus said that you, no man knows that day or hour. Not even Jesus. It's only God the Father knows when God says, Jesus, go get your bride. So nobody knows the day or the hour or anything like that. So if somebody's trying to tell you they're being a date setter, trying to tell you something, then you just absolutely know that's not when it's going to happen. Because Jesus said, if that's when you think it's going to happen, ain't going to happen then, because it's going to happen at a time when nobody expects it. Except for the folks, you know, us Bible prophecy people who read our Bibles and study our Bibles. And, you know, Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, lift your head up high because your redemption draws near. So we see all these things happening, but we don't know the day or the hour or anything like that. But we do know the time is near. The Bible tells us that the rapture is imminent, which means it can happen at any moment. It could happen. Nothing has to happen for the rapture of the church to happen. But we see these things happening. We see the red heifers. We see them getting ready to purify a temple that they want to build. How are they going to build a temple on the Temple Mount? With all these things happening, but this is all pointing towards, I didn't want to go into this because I'm going to read the April 3rd Bible reading, but I did, you know, want to jump on and talk about this quickly because, you know, Monday is approaching quickly. Here we are Friday evening, or in my case, early, almost late Friday evening, almost into Saturday morning, early morning, but, you know, these things should cause excitement with Christians because we see these things coming together, just like God said these things would happen. And I was talking to my brother earlier this afternoon, and I was like, you know, Damon, like I knew, you know, that in the end days, of course, I always thought we'd be raptured by then, but there would be an Antichrist, and there would be this cashless system, and there would be a one world government, and there would be this one world leader and a one world religion. And, but you know, I didn't really think, I just thought away, poof, it would happen suddenly, you know, after we were gone, all these things would happen. But never in my mind, I don't honestly think that I would see them unfold or them all come together. Like nefarious people would be constructing this whole Antichrist kingdom for all these years. And when you go back into history, especially in American history, and how many like occultist presidents that we've had, people want to say, oh, the Bushes were great. No, they were not. Nancy was here having seances in the White House. And, you know, it goes back all through our presidencies. And so, you know, that's one thing you have to look at. All these elitists and all these people, they have been working on this plan for a very long time, very long time. And it's just all coming together. And so I guess, you know, when I read these things in the Bible, my whole adult life and childhood and everything else, I've been studying the Bible for a very long time. It just didn't really dawn on me that I would actually see these things actually come together being built. And when you hear them all out there talking, we're gonna build back better, you know, we're gonna build it back better, or you know, all these, you know, they're all saying the same thing. They're all part of the occult. They are all part of the elitist. They are all part of bringing this Antichrist kingdom, which is they're going to control everything. They're going to control you. They're going to, I've been saying this for a very long time, the digital currency is all about programmed money. You think China, communist China, CCP, social credit score. They've already come up with this ESG. You already see companies doing all of this. I guess this is going to be a prophecy update, you guys. A quick prophecy update. But you see all these things happening. China has already instituted it. And there's nothing for, I mean, everything is in place right now for the Antichrist to come on the scene and implement this problem. They're just waiting for one big thing, the economic collapse of the Western world. And so all it would take is for the Saudis to stop trading in the dollar, their oil, and they could say, yeah, we're not going to use the dollar. And that would be the economic collapse that would just destroy Western civilization, would destroy the United States economy. If you guys haven't had a chance to watch Brett Meter's prophecy update tonight, he did a great job explaining a lot of this stuff. And you know, and it didn't really dawn on me because, you know, after watching his prophecy update, you know, people are speculating and they're making drawing all these conclusions about the solar eclipse and oh my gosh, it's the rapture. And I didn't really think about that. I was just looking more along it as a prepper's point of view, as a like a big brother, like, hey, what are they planning? They're going to use this solar eclipse to bring in, you know, probably martial law. Because why else are states saying, hey, this is emergency, we need to we emergency. You know, disasters, we need to implement all this stuff. Like, it is a solar eclipse. Like, these things have happened. It's not the first one we've ever witnessed. There's been many of them. And so, all these things are happening. But it is very strange that we have solar eclipses, NASA's firing rockets into the shadow of the moon, and we have CERN starting back up, all of these things on the same day. Biden, and you know, when he called, and of course, we abstained. We abstained from the UN vote, which says that it's an. Have you ever noticed how many resolutions that they come after Israel with the rest of the world, like North Korea and all these other? Oh no, we don't mess with those people. It's all the hatred towards Israel, which if you read your Bible and you know Bible prophecy, you know in the end days, hey, everybody is going to come against Israel. And so, you know, and Russia's forces are even moving more forces to the Syrian border. Israel took out, you know, of course, the embassy there, and Iran, they took out like seven top, you know, people in their military. And so, and intelligence and these things are going on, and you're like, whoa. So, Iran has vowed within the next 48 hours to return and attack Israel over that. And so, now, the next 24 hours now, but. So we see a lot of stuff happening, And of course, Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it talks about when all these coalition of nations come against Israel. If you think about Israel in the big scheme of things, look at the United States for those of you, you know, for y'all folks that live in the rest of the world. And I want you to just look at Rhode Island of the United States. Israel is smaller than Rhode Island in the United States of America. They are a speck. They are a teeny, tiny, itty bitty, witty, teeny weeny nation. And you have this conglomerate of these gigantic Islamic Arabic nations that just want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And you got to ask yourself, how are they still here? God Almighty is why they are still here. And it's amazing. But you'll have the forces from the north. You're going to have the Gog and the Magog war. And you're going to have all these Arab nations. And they're going to come against Israel in the end days. They'll be led. I'm thinking Russia. And right now, Putin would fit the Gog, you know, bill pretty close, you know. But we don't know that for sure. But whatever that nation, whatever Russia, whoever is over Russia at that point in time, that's who, you know, your Gog is going to be. But it is moving over so closely right now. And they're moving more troops to Syria. They just bombed Damascus. So when you read the Bible prophecy, we do know that Damascus will be obliterated, will be no more. That has not happened yet. The oldest city. We're waiting for that prophecy to happen. And of course, then you have Syria, you got Russia, and all these things are coming together so fast, you guys. It is like so volatile right now. Our culture, our world, we, you know, we're no longer is it all over there. You know, it's all so far over there, and it's not really like that anymore. We've all pretty much, you know, with the news cycle and cell phones, satellites, you got YouTube, you have Telegram, you have all of these things, and they're just so very close. You know, you hear things like, as they happen, people film them as they are happening, like live streaming things as they happen. That's never been done before. And until now. And so all the things that the Bible has talked about has all come to fruition. All these things are on the precipice of happening. And so when the economic and the collapse happens, they're going to remember you'll own nothing and be happy. You know, you'll live in your 15-minute prison cities with your electric car so they can program and a geofence and stuff like that. You can't go past. You know, oh, it'll, your car will turn off. Your money won't work. You may have money in the bank, but it's only programmed for certain things. Like you can't buy meat. You know, I'm sorry, you already had your allotment of meat for the month. You know, but you can buy whatever vegetables. So you're like, say you make $100. I've been saying this for a long time. Say you make $100. But out of that $100, it's digitally programmed. You know, $50, you know, $50 of that, you can buy your insect burgers, you know. And say $20 of that, you know, you can buy some electricity. Because who knows, you may not be able to have it. Because, you know, you got all these smart meters on your homes now. I mean, who's to say they can turn you off whenever they want to. I'm sorry, did you say something bad about President Biden? We're going to cut your power off, you know? So we see these things happening. They won 15-minute cities. They start all these fires. They're burning. They're murdering people. You got COVID, all these things. Pastor Billy Crone, Michelle, thank you so much for letting me know about this. Pastor Billy Crone's latest part 18 on Klaus Schwab is up on getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. You guys go check that out. Oh my goodness, packed chock full of information. So you definitely want to go watch that. And we knew those COVID injections were kill shots, death shots. But you'll be, I'm going to let you guys watch that because you're going to wonder like, what the heck? Well, certain states got more of the kill shots than other states did. I'll give you a hint. California didn't get very much. Kentucky got a whole lot. So that'll kind of give you an idea, but you guys should really, really, really go watch that. And if you do go there, you're going to go to your home page, okay, on the Get a Life Media, and you're going to go to the videos, and you're going to go scroll down to the bottom of the page, or actually it's up at the top right, it'll have the Klaus Schwab number 18. It has not been uploaded to the app yet, so we're still waiting on that. And so, anyway, guys, his Freemason stuff is up. Amazing, you guys. If you haven't been following that, definitely jump on and watch some of those. My grandfather was like a 32nd Mason, and so yeah, so it's a bad deal. My grandmother was an Eastern Star. And so I have firsthand knowledge of, what he's talking about. And man, oh man, it's bad stuff. Bad, bad stuff. I didn't ever get involved in Eastern Star. I went to a couple meetings with my grandmother in Hereford. I remember we did some stuff for the senior citizens and some other things. And I always thought it was weird. It was very weird, and so I just didn't get involved, didn't go back. I knew something was off. But so strange though. My grandmother, she was like she was pretty involved in that. But she read her Bible all the time. Every time I went over to her house, that's all she was doing was reading her Bible. And so, I just it was just kind of a weird thing for me to go to that study of Pastor Billy Crone's and say, wow, that's wow. But anyway, guys, I would jump on and read here, but I think we've already gone a little too far into the prophecy update part of it. I will jump on tomorrow, the good Lord willing, and we'll do April 3rd's reading there. But we might as well just call this a prophecy update. So I'm gonna go here while I've got this up and go to Olive Tree Views. So if you guys want to find really good articles, news articles, you can go to olivetreeviews.org. That's Jan Markell's website. And I just love Jan. And they do have daily headlines. She has an RSS feed. She's got some really good ones. Right now, Nasrallah says, Iranian response to alleged Israeli strike definitely coming. That was posted Friday the 5th. So the Iran-backed Hezbollah has said it supports Iran's right to punish Israel. And in televised remarks on Friday, Hassan Nasrallah said the response was coming. Be certain, be sure that the Iranian response to the targeting of the consulate in Damascus is definitely coming against Israel. So guys, please be in prayer for the safety of Israel. U.S. unwilling to supply weapons requested by Israel. This was happening today, February, goodness gracious, April the 5th, Friday at 1:17. It's hard to know what weapons the Americans are withholding from Israelis' wish list, but I suspect they might have decided not to resupply the IDF with the bunker buster bombs that it had delivered early in the conflict. According to reports, the U.S. has supplied 100 BLU-109 penetrating bombs to help the Israeli military destroy the deepest tunnels that have been dug, of course, there in Gaza. So a magnitude 4.8 earthquake rocks New York City tri-state area. At the United Nations in Midtown Manhattan, a Security Council address on the Israel-Gaza conflict was interrupted as cameras began shuttering. The Federal Aviation Administration told airlines to expect flight delays in and out of the Big Apple because of the quake. Some flights bound for New York had already diverted to other airports, according to FlightWave. I think God's trying to say something. UN and Bill Gates behind the digital public infrastructure for global control. There's Alex Newman. I really do like him. If you guys want to catch Jan Markell's latest program, Understanding the Times, he does have Alex Newman on there. Great program, by the way. Please go there and watch her on YouTube, Rumble. Better yet, get the app. You can watch that on her app, or you can go to olivetreeviews.org and watch it from there. But right now, they're talking about this posted on the 5th, too. The new scheme unveiled late last year and moving ahead rapidly is known as 50 in 5 because 50 governments expect to have the Aurelian digital infrastructure of tyranny in place within 5 years. Almost a dozen governments, including numerous corrupt kleptocracies and socialist regimes, have volunteered their populations to serve as, quote, first mover countries so far. Folks will be reading about this tomorrow if you guys want to join me. Talking about a lot tomorrow. Turning on Israel is certainly not the way to bring blessing upon America. Harbingersdaily.com. There is a clear shift happening in the United States support for Israel. The day following that shameful UN resolution, the container ship leaving Baltimore's port hit one of the three main supports of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, resulting in its tragic collapse. Some are saying it was a cyber attack. The incident is still under investigation, but what I am sure of is that God allowed it to happen. Guys, we will talk about that tomorrow too. Do not take your eyes off of Ukraine. It's still the most likely to trigger World War III. Leo Hohmann, HOHMANN.com. You know him, you love him. He's our favorite. Anyway, this guest post is by Jim Rickards. This is on the Leo Hohmann. is spot on an analysis of the Russia-Ukraine war and its potential to explode into something much bigger. He spells out the falsehoods embedded in the Western position toward Russia and why the continued pushing of this false narrative cannot have a good outcome. Guys are pushing us toward World War III because they want to build back better. You got to wipe everything out before you can start all over again. The Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. That's what they're talking about. So Biden warns Netanyahu that U.S. will change policy on Gaza. Lord help us. That was from the 4th. I'm telling you guys, be in prayer because America will come under God's judgment. He was plain as day. If you bless Israel, he will bless you. If you curse Israel, he will curse you. Lord God, forgive us. This is not what we, the people, we, the Christians in this, in the United States want. Please forgive. Please forgive us. Boy, so what we can do as Christians in the United States right now is pray for Israel. Pray for the safety of Israel. Pray for God's protection over Israel. We say to keep praying for Israel and pray that our leaders will change their minds here in the United States. We need to pray for that as well. Tony Blinken announces Ukraine will be joining NATO, pushing U.S. closer to nuclear war with Russia. Guys, this is huge, huge, folks, huge. French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday that sending Western troops on the ground in Ukraine is not, quote, ruled out, unquote, in the future after the issue was debated at a gathering of European leaders in Paris as Russia's full-scale invasion grinds into a third year. Folks, I can't tell you. I mean, I'm sure you understand. You feel it in the air, your hair standing up on end. All these things are happening. These things are happening just as the Bible said that they would happen. It breaks my heart that our government will not stand with Israel. It breaks my heart to see the hatred for the anti-Semitism globally for Israel, for God's people. It just breaks my heart. I love them. I love them so much. You know, our Messiah is Jewish. And it just breaks my heart to see these things. Please, you guys, pray for Israel. Pray for your government, our government, that they will side with Israel, that they will step up and stand with Israel and support Israel. Of course, we know the Bible says that in the end days, nobody will stand with Israel. That's what makes Ezekiel 38 and 39 were so remarkable, is because the whole world goes against Israel. The ones that don't, they don't protest or anything. They don't even say, it's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, you know. But they don't help Israel. But God Almighty does. And he's the one that destroys them. And he says when that happens, the whole world will know that God is the one that saved Israel. And so anyway, guys, with that, I'm going to get out of here. We're going to get off tonight, early this morning. And I was planning on doing a reading, but we won't do that this morning. On the after third scripture reading, we will do that tomorrow. It actually is Saturday morning. It's 12:51 Central Standard Time here in Texas. You know, it's been on my heart to say these things. And, I didn't really think about people were looking at this solar eclipse and all this stuff. Like, oh, the raptures. I didn't have any idea that people were thinking that. I thought they were looking at it, you know, the way I was looking at it, and probably a lot of people that I know and, talk with and visit with, that, hey, the government's planning stuff. That's the way we're looking at it. It's a black swan event. That's how I'm looking at it. A lot of people that listen to this podcast, like you guys, are probably thinking about that as well. But it sure does make us think. You know, we see all these things happening, and so before the Temple Mount is built, before all these other things happen, of course, before the 7-year tribulation, before that 7-year peace treaty is signed, you know, the rapture of the church will happen. So once that 7-year peace treaty is signed, that kicks off the 7-year tribulation. And so we know, we see these things happening, and you got to think about it. Is the world is setting up, it is all being set up for that to happen. And so it's exciting times. Like I always say, you better get you some food. You better get you some water too. It's better to be prepared, you know. Not scared, be prepared. I'm not saying hoard things. I don't say, go out and hoard stuff. If I ever come to one of y'all's houses and you have a basement full of toilet paper, we gonna have to talk. No, but it is, you want to be prepared. I mean, hurricane season, we got tornadoes here in Texas. Earthquakes now are happening all over the world. Oh, geez, did somebody say that in Matthew? Did I, wow, yeah, Jesus said that things like that would happen. Earthquakes in diverse places and various places, places that they've never happened before. We see that happen. Oh, didn't we just have one on the Madrid fault line today? Yes, we did. Or yesterday, I should say now. Yeah, folks. So, ooh, folks, get your boots on, get you a go bag, get you one in your car, get you one in your house. Just be prepared. Be prepared. Don't be scared. When you get food and stuff like that, think of your neighbors. Think of folks in your neighborhood that are already having a hard time, and they're not going to be able to prepare. They can't put away stuff. They can barely afford to feed their family as it is right now. Keep those people in mind, when you're preparing and stuff like that. It is Friday or now Saturday. You got 2 days probably to get to the stores to get what you need. And you probably have all next week too. We probably have a while to do it, but I keep thinking if the government is telling you get 2 weeks worth of food, get 2 weeks worth of water, you might want to get you some dog food. I'm like, who? What? For an eclipse? Like, why would you say that? So my mind is saying they're planning on doing something. Don't know what. If our power, all you gotta think about is if China does an EMP over the United States, boom, our power grid goes down. We are back to Little House on the Prairie, you guys. So think about that for a little while. So I know I got people like, we got beans and rice. I'm like, okay, but how are you gonna heat and cook them beans and rice? I mean, cooking them beans takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of heat. I hope you got a lot of firewood, or a whole bunch of propane. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, I got canned food. I like canned food. I mean, I don't eat much as it is anyway. Literally, I eat gluten-free chicken nuggets in my air fryer, and it's chips, but they're cooked in avocado oil, and so that's my diet. I do take vitamins though. You can tell when I don't take vitamins because I'll do the I'm like, what was going on? I can't focus. And I learned, like, nope, B12, you gotta have that B12. Anyway, guys, I haven't done a prophecy update in a while. I just haven't felt like it. I'm sorry. I've been busy and crazy and things going here and there, and I just haven't felt very well. And so I started taking my vitamins again. And so you'd be amazed what those will do. I take what is it? I'll have to look at it and show you guys Source of Life, the original. And so it doesn't taste too terribly bad, but it's got everything in there that you want and nothing that I'm allergic to. So I'm like, wow, I can take that. And so I've been taking that for the last couple of days, and I feel a lot better, a lot better. Plus prayers from my church family, and makes a huge, and my friends, it makes a huge difference. So Art, I know you're out there. And perhaps today, or perhaps today, the lightning striking the Statue of Liberty, folks. That was I personally think that the United States of America is under God's judgment, especially with what old Biden is doing. If you remember what happened to Obama when he went against, and they tried to and Trump too, remember? We got the COVID right after all of that when he tried to divide the nation, when he tried to divide Israel. So he just gave them Palestinians. I remember it was his old Kushner, the one that came up with that deal. Guys, I tell you what. Get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, but the good Lord Jesus, come and take us home soon and very soon, guys. We are going to see our King. Think about that when you go to sleep tonight or throughout the day today. Just keep, praising the Lord. It's amazing. It is amazing what praise and worship will do. I tell you what, and not just music, just praise and worship. Just spend some time with the Lord. When's the last time you spent in your prayer closet or some quiet time by the lake? Just you and God. When's the last time you spent some time with the Lord? Just spend some time with Him. Be quiet and just, you know, be still before the Lord. I love that. Read your Bibles. Carry your Bibles and just go, you know, read. A friend of mine, my brother actually, I think, said this too. And I think a pastor said it not too long ago as well, that they are changing Bibles. They are not the written Bibles, but the ones that are online. Because, you know, those can be downloaded and altered and all kinds of stuff. And so, yeah, be sure you have print Bibles. You got print Bibles and you have, you know, just survival stuff. I'm a huge survival fan. My daddy, my mom, we all camped all the time. I loved camping, I tell you what. So I got all that, you know, stuff. I got fishing poles, got knives, and yeah, woo-hoo. And Squirt, my little dog's got his tent in the backyard. Oh, you guys. You know, I just want to just keep praying, keep looking up, because the Lord Jesus is coming to take us all home soon. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. You know, every single one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. That's what sin means. We've missed the mark. We've sinned. If you've ever lied, ever taken something that didn't belong to you, if you've ever gotten angry at somebody, it's the same as murder. You know, I'm the worst one, especially in traffic. I used to have road rage so bad. You know, I don't anymore, praise the Lord. But man, I'll tell you what, I could even get it, you know, pushing a cart through the grocery store, like, get out the way, you know. But no, you know, we've all sinned, all of us have, and so, you know, the wages of sin is death. And so, but Jesus died in our place so that you and I wouldn't have to. You know, He was born of the Virgin and the Holy Spirit, and He came to life, and He came to earth, and He took sin upon Himself who knew no sin. He never sinned, ever, but He took our sin upon Himself. And, you know, He lived the perfect sinless life. He was all God and all man. And you'll have people say, no, it was all, you know, what's His name? I can't think of that preacher's name, Unitarianism or something, but no. If you think about it, when He was being baptized, there was Jesus coming up out of the water, and He said, I saw the Holy Spirit descend out of heaven, and I heard God the Father say, this is my Son, and who I will please. So you have all three right there. You have God the Father, you have the Holy Spirit coming down, you have Jesus coming up out of the water being baptized. So, yeah, there's all three. I know the Trinity, you know, this side of heaven, we will probably never understand it. And, you know, it's kind of a great thing because, I don't want a God that I could understand. You know, I want one that I can't understand. Oh, my mic just went out. My mic is going out, you guys. I guess it's time for me to go. So, anyway, if you don't know Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I pray that today is the day of salvation. You know, you got to admit that you were a sinner. You got to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and that God raised Him from the grave 3 days later. And then you got to confess that you are a sinner and that you got to confess that Jesus Christ is your Savior. And so admit you're a sinner. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Ask Him to be your Lord and Savior and ask Him to forgive you, and He will. So with that, guys, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha.